Surrey Counties Radio.
Good afternoon, welcome to the show if you've just joined us. Happy to read this for us, we'll catch up with your comments throughout the course of the show. We need to address this story, and it's about what is known as the resting bitch face. It's a term introduced to me recently by my producer, Hannah, and apparently it is a common problem. I didn't know. For those who haven't heard of this before, this is when your face unintentionally appears to look angry or annoyed, when in reality you're either just relaxed with no intention of looking angry at all. And producer Hannah suffers from this particular affliction. Well, today this story has hit the newspapers as a top surgeon claims he can fix this now known medical term as resting bitch face. The answer apparently is a little bit of Botox. Well, producer Hannah is convinced she has quite a serious resting face, so I thought we'd get her some advice. She's here now. So you've just done this for you, by the way, because you've got this condition. Let's talk to Dr. David Schaefer, who's a certified plastic surgeon and medical director of Schaefer Plastic Surgery and Laser Center in New York. He joins us now. Doctor, good afternoon, or good morning to you, where you are.
Hello, thanks for having me on today.
Welcome to the program. This is really, the synchronicity is incredible. Just yesterday, my producer was talking about this particular condition, and then I saw this story overnight. How often do you have patients coming in with this resting bitch face?
You know, it's a very common thing for people to have, and now there's actually a name you can use for it. And when you say resting bitch face, and a woman looks in the mirror, she goes, yeah, that's exactly what I have. And a lot of times they say, I feel happy on the inside, but I don't look like how I want to look on the outside. And that's where we can do this treatment and help people feel better about themselves and look better at the same time.
Well, Doctor, let me introduce to producer Hannah. This is exactly what you said yesterday.
This is exactly what I say. It's how I explain it to everyone. So I might be having a great day, but I look like I'm having the worst day ever. And my mum will ask me, you know, how you doing? And I'll be like, yeah, I'm good. And she was like, can you tell your face? Because my face is just so deadpan and I can't do anything about it.
I don't mean to be offensive. I'm not trying to be offensive.
No.
David, it looks like she's been smacked in the face with a wet fish.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm looking at her pictures of her animation. You know, and she's very pretty, but there's these things where the muscles can fall out of balance. And so the muscles that make you frown overpower the muscles that make you smile. And that's where we can use the Botox to weaken those frowning muscles and help turn the frown upside down and make somebody look and feel, you know, happier all at the same time.
I could definitely do with that.
So, because it's the way the muscles then relax. And is it an affliction, Doctor, that only affects women?
No, actually it affects men as well. There isn't a name coined for men as well. I call it sometimes resting bro face. But basically it's the same kind of look where you kind of look unhappy or sad, but really it's just your muscles pulling the face down. And while we can use Botox normally to relax the muscles around the eyes and the forehead and make you look a lot more smooth and awake, we can use the Botox in a similar method to help relax those frowning muscles, so then that way you can smile a little bit easier.
And you see, I am sometimes accused of looking moody, Doctor, and I'm not moody, I'm just thinking.
Well, it's normal to have moods and expression. Yeah, and it's normal to have different moods, and you want to be able to express, and that's why you want to go to somebody who's very qualified and experienced in doing the injection. Because you want to make subtle changes so you still look like yourself, you still look natural, but you're able to fine-tune the face so that you can appear how you feel on the inside.
And Doctor, is there another term we can use for this rather than resting bitch face? Because that's a bit rude. Can we call it something? Can we give it something a bit more classy?
I mean, you could just say turning the frown upside down, and I think people can all relate with that.
Yeah, it's
and,
not as good as resting bitch face, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, it doesn't catch the headlines as much. But,
and if it's a muscle thing, though, then can I do, like, exercises to make it better? Or am I going to need to have Botox?
Yeah, I mean, definitely you can work on the smiling muscles, so the ones that pull the corners of the mouth up, but really, it's just at rest, your frowning muscles are a little bit stronger in some people, and so to relax those with the Botox makes a very nice difference. You can also use a product called Juvederm, which is a volumizer, and you put a little bit under the lips and around the lips, which just helps shape them and hold them in place, and a little bit on the cheeks too, which helps lift the cheeks as well.
Right.
So the key is to do it all in moderation to look natural and normal, but make those subtle changes.
We did send you some pictures of producer Hannah before we spoke, Doctor. You've analyzed this, and she has definitely got this condition, because her mum is convinced she's got it.
I mean, definitely she does. When you look at her just at rest, you know, the lips are turning down at the side, and Botox definitely will help that. A little bit of filler to help support it. But then also on the rest of the face, like I was saying, because you want to address the whole face globally, you just don't want to pinpoint little treatments. So you want to help an overall appearance for the patient.
So lots of Botox.
Well, the thing is, I never wear lipstick because I know that my lips turn down a little bit at the edge. So if I wear lipstick, I look even more grumpy, you see.
Yeah, the lipstick would accentuate it.
Exactly.
Once we do these treatments on people, they have more confidence.
Right.
And you look better when you're wearing makeup, lipstick.
I'm so glad that there's a cure for this.
And how much would this cost, this sort of treatment, doctor?
You know, it really depends. The average is about $3,500 US, and that would cover the filler and the Botox.
I'm going to have to put in some serious Botox.
Well, we'll try and work on something for her, doctor, if we possibly can. But I appreciate you, because I didn't know until yesterday afternoon. I didn't know. I just thought she was moody. I didn't know this was actually a genuine condition, and now we know it's a condition and it can be treated, which is a blessing.
It is.
Exactly.
Okay, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Thank you so much,
Doctor David Schaefer. Stuart says my missus has this problem, but in her lips, not her brow. She always looks sad and upset. Would it work on her, Stuart? Did you love the show?
I'm sure it will.
If we can't, because if you can't, $3,500 is about £2,800.
It's a lot of money.
It is what you've got to get.
I mean, I can start saving now. No, we can get there.
Right.
I think it'd be worth it.
What about, you know, the postmen have those giant elastic bands?
Yeah.
What if you put like a giant elastic band on one ear, one on the other, and pin your mouth open?
Yeah, maybe. And he did say I could do some exercises. Maybe I'll start with, you know, smiling more and see if that helps.
Thank you. Hannah's very good at her job. She's a fantastic producer. But everyone's scared of talking to her in the office. She's got this really moody, meaty face. But inside, she's all right. It's just a face.